I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for the Dr. Bill Show. Here I am, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters, IAIB. There you go. So, two great organizations, by the way. We're doing this program on a Sunday. Normally, I do them on Saturdays, but yesterday, I was all set to do the show. I had everything set up and ready to roll, and it just started storming terribly outside, and all of the sun went away, and it just got really dark, and what are you going to do? So I said, fine, I'll wait. And today it's all bright and sunny outside, so I have plenty of light filling the room. By the way, I've had several people ask me an interesting question. They say, Dr. Bill, why is it if your camera is, you know, on a tripod, it's steady, that when you move, it looks like the camera is moving with you? I'm doing that on purpose to make it happen so you can see it. My camera has this function in it that will try to keep your head in the center of the screen. And so when I move around a lot, which I tend to do, the camera tries to kind of follow me as much as it can. Even though it's on a tripod, it moves its little interior lens thingy. So, see, you learn something. Yeah, you hang around here, you'll learn a lot. You'll learn how to do things and how not to do things. Speaking of which, I was talking to a guy this past week who was saying that he wanted to start his own video netcast. And he was basically saying, how do you do it? Well, it kind of gave me an idea. Why don't I do a show on how to do a netcast? Now, I'm not talking about how to be wild and crazy like I am. That just comes naturally. You have it or you don't. Yes. No, I'm talking about purely the technical side. The camera and what I use for my camera and how I hook it up and how I edit the video and how I post it and where it goes and what you do with it and all those good things. Okay? So that might be fun. Yes. And some of you be going, you do a lot of work, Dr. Bill, for little or nothing in return. Well, I wouldn't say that. There's the fun of doing the show. I have as much fun as you do, hopefully. Anyway, let's go to the website, shall we? The website, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, the official blog of the show, from which we get our stuff that we peruse for the week. Yes. Okay. First thing, now this does not require a drum roll. Okay, Fred, no drum roll yet. He knows that the drum roll is for the Geek Software of the Week, and that's later. This, however, is the Geek Website of the Week. Okay. Geek Website of the Week is Clipping Magic. Okay, it is clippingmagic.com. And what might you say is Clipping Magic? Well, I'll tell you. It is a site. Now, let me preface it by saying this. I manipulate a lot of images. Okay? A lot of still shots and photos and logos and things of that nature. And I always want to do different things with them. Okay? And one of the things I kind of want to do sometimes is pick one thing in the picture and basically blot out everything in the background. Either turn the background one solid color to highlight the object that I want to highlight, or even better, turn the entire rest of the picture other than that object into transparency so that you can plug it in wherever you want it. Like, for instance, one of my favorite effects using that is the good old tinfoil hat. Seeing that fun? That is an object with the background made transparent so I can put it on my noggin visually. Okay. Anyway, so how do you do that? Well, I did it painstakingly by erasing everything except the tinfoil hat in that image. But there's an easier way, as it turns out. There's this website, Clipping Magic. You can basically upload your image to the site. You basically drag it into this little area. And then you can select, you know, the part you want to save, and then select with a different color, kind of swish little color things, the background that you want to get rid of, or the objects you want to get rid of, and then you can turn it into transparency, for instance, or you can create masks or cutouts or clipping paths and all that kind of good stuff. So it's cool. You mark your image, and once you get it all done and it's all just like you like it, you download the result and you have an image forthwith. There you go. Now, whoa! Fred says, now it's time for Geek Software of the Week. Yes, it is. He's right on top of it. I gotta give him that. Well, anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week is mind-bogglingly useful. I'll be honest, okay? Not all of the Geek Software of the Weeks that I've had are all that mind-bogglingly useful. So when it truly is, then I want to really point out the fact that it truly is. I don't want you to go, oh boy, another Geek Software of the Week, whoopee-doo, you know. No. This one you're going to want. First of all, it's small. It's only 127K. Very small file. It does not require... I almost said it. It does not require installment. I made that up right off the top of my head. You don't have to install this. You just run the executable like back in the old days. Yeah, back when men were men and computers were computers. Anyway, so it's a single file download, fnr.exe. The software is Find and Replace Tool. Okay, now Find and Replace does this. Are you ready? It finds things and replaces them. You saw that one coming, didn't you? Anyway, it's like if you've got text. Now, for instance, if you open up a text editor, and you want to replace every occurrence of the word T-H-E-V with the letter A, for instance. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but you could. Then you know you can do replace, blah, 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 boom, boom, click, and it's done, right? Well, that's good within a file. But what if you want to do it to all the files in a directory? Okay, you got a ton of text files, and in all of those text files, you want to substitute one word or phrase for another word or phrase. Okay, that's what Find and Replace will do. It'll find all the files you want, let's say by extension, and replace everything in it that you want replaced. Dude, which is exactly what I needed one day. It was an urgent need. I had hundreds of files that I need to replace some text in. And I found this and I went, ooh, this is just too good not to share. So I'm sharing it. Share and enjoy, as they said on Hitchhiker's Guide. So, I'm telling you, this is a good tool. So, like I said, single file download, replace text in multiple files, use find only, the feature, to see where matches are found, case-sensitive searching for files in one directory or recursing into subdirectories, regular expressions, find and replace multi-line text. See, like if you want to replace an entire paragraph with another entire paragraph, generate command line buttons. So you've got a button you can hit that'll generate a command line, and then it will be a repeatable, like for a, like if you wanted to have a regularly scheduled file that regularly replaced stuff. It's pretty cool. I'm telling you, you need to look into it. It's awesome. And the website I have here is findandreplace.codeplex.com, as it says on the screen there. Alrighty then. Well, I'll tell you what. We're winding down the end of summer here, but I, you know, at the end of summer, everybody is trying to squeeze in the last minute vacation. We just had a whole bunch of folks, for instance, that were out of church today, this being Sunday. They weren't there because they were trying to squeeze in that last minute vacation. Well, as they run off, scurry off on vacation, they still might need to jump into a meeting at work, even though they're on vacation all week. You know what I'm saying? So the great way you could do that is using GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Okay? GoToMeeting allows you to, as the name implies, go to the meeting even though you are elsewhere. You can do it across the interwebs. That's pretty awesome. And you can even now initiate a meeting from an iPad. Okay, used to iPads could join the meeting and be part of it. Now you can actually initiate the meeting from the iPad. And like I say, if you've got an HD webcam, you can even have high definition, 16:9 high definition video of everybody in the meeting if they all have HD cameras. Awesome, awesome thing to have meetings. You want to share, you want to collaborate, you want to get together, but you don't necessarily have to do it all in the same physical location. You can do it through GoToMeeting. And the special offer that we have here on the lower third of the screen is if you will go to the site, gotomeeting.com, click on the Try It Now button, and enter the special code word podcast, then you can get 30 days free trial. 30 days now, a whole month free that you can try GoToMeeting and do it on Tech Podcast Network, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So, do that. I tell you, GoToMeeting is an excellent tool. You will appreciate it, and you need to go ahead and do it basically right now. You can always come back and watch the rest of the netcast, okay? All right. Well, let's go on now to the next item, which is Ubuntu Edge. You say, what's an Ubuntu Edge? I know that Ubuntu Linux is Linux. Linux is Linux. This comes from an old... let me just play you the audio.
Hello, this is Linus Torvalds, and I pronounce Linux as
That's
Linux.
Linus Torvalds calling Linux Linux. You got tired of people saying, here's, you know, how do you pronounce that? There were people saying Linux and Linux and all kinds of other things. So he came up with that to show you how to pronounce it. Anyway, point is, we know that Ubuntu is a variant, a distribution of Linux. But Mark Shuttleworth with Canonical, I'm getting better at saying that. anyway, he announced that they're coming out with the Edge phone. Okay, so it will be a phone, but it's more than a phone. It's as they say, a convergence device. Okay, and so you plug the phone into a like a stand, and it becomes a full-blown, full-size, powerful Ubuntu Linux computer. But then when you unplug it, you can either run Ubuntu on the phone as the phone interface, or you can run Android on the phone interface. And it is very, very powerful hardware, high-end specs on this Ubuntu Edge. And we talked about it before a little bit. But it is now available for pre-order for $695. They've dropped the price down. I know $695 still sounds high, but because most phones are subsidized by the carrier, that's why you don't see the fact that your phone really does cost that much, most of them. So $695 for the Ubuntu Edge, and basically this was on, Well, I posted it on August the 8th, but I'm not sure what day that he posted his message. But basically, it says, with 14 days to go, it's time for our biggest announcement yet. From now until the end of the campaign, we're fixing the price of the Ubuntu Edge at $695. No limited quantities, no more price changes. If you want a wanted a more affordable Edge, and now you've got it. Okay? So, you can actually start pre-ordering now. Now, I joined as a founder, but I don't have the $695 laying around to order the phone. Okay? Sorry, but there you go. But it sounds like a fascinating device, and I fully support open source phonage, open source Linux, and Ubuntu, and powerful superphones. Yes. So, I joined and became a founder. Yes, you know, in Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, the founders were the bad guys. I can't shape shift. Although, there are some people that say that because I've lost 136 pounds, my shape is shifting. Yeah. Had to throw that one in because I'm kind of excited about losing all the weight I've lost. But I'm losing more. There's more to go. I know I'm making my microphone go. But anyway, I was just showing you I have lots of room in my shirt. Anyway, fun stuff. Had several people ask me, how are you losing weight, Dr. Bill? It's a secret. I'm eating less. Wow. Your mind blows up. No, it's just you keep your eating under, in my case, 2,500 calories a day, and you lose weight. It's amazing. So, anyway. Yeah. Okay, last item this week. Alas, poor Windows RT, I knew ye not. You know, the actual quote is, alas, poor Yorick, I knew you knew him well. From a Shakespeare. Good old Willie. Willie Shakespeare. Poor Windows RT, I didn't know it at all because I don't have it. That's why I put the headline like I did there. Basically, Microsoft has warehouses full of Windows RT tablets, and they keep telling people these things are wonderful, but nobody's buying them. So they're having a hard time. I'd like to get one and play with it, but I don't want to buy one. But anyway, so we've got the comparison of the iPad 4th generation with the Surface RT tablet video here from the old YouTube. And so you can go to the website and click on that and watch it. And it will be instructive for you, I'm sure. Anyway, the article says here, Microsoft is in a tough spot. Windows RT is all but dead in the water. But Microsoft has approximately a zillion and a half. That's a lot, you know, a zillion and a half. Surface RT tab is collecting dust in warehouses. And so Ballmer and Company continued its ignorant fight against Apple and the far more successful iPad with another TV spot that pits the two against each other. Spoiler, the Surface RT is declared the winner in their video. Yeah. It is a Microsoft video, after all. Anyway, check it out. It's somewhat sad that they put so much into this. And you know, from what I've seen of the hardware, I actually haven't had it in my hand. But what I've seen of how it works and all those good things, it looks interesting. It's just not that useful. Mainly because, you know, it's touting itself as a true Windows tablet, and it looks Windows-y, and it uses Windows 8 interface and all those good things with Surface RT. But it's RT. It's not the same operating system that allows you to use all the software that you normally would use. And so you're kind of stuck. So there you go. So Microsoft once again has an epic fail. You can tell I'm all broken up about that. Yes, Will! It's time once again to say that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.